Prabhupada, does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he approaches the transcendental destination. The living entity, by accepting his material existence, has become situated differently than his spiritual existence. But if one understands that the Supreme is situated in his Paramatma manifestation everywhere, that is, if one can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living thing, does not degrade himself by a destructive mentality, and he therefore gradually advances to spiritual world. The mind is generally addicted to sense gratificatory processes, but when the mind turns to the Super Soul, one becomes advanced in spiritual understanding. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Melitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitascha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्री हरि प्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। समं पश्यन् हि सर्वत्र समवस्थिम् ईश्वरम् न हिनस्यात् आत्मानम् यतो याति परां गतिम्। One who sees the Super Soul equally present everywhere, in every living being, does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he approaches the transcendental destination. This is 13th chapter about the nature, the enjoyer and the consciousness. Krishna is telling how to see the things as they are in reality. Means, when a person tries to realize himself after understanding what Krishna says, not anybody says, the soul which is embodying and knowing the nature of the soul to be eternal, even though the body is perishable, then one who sees about the nature of the soul and tries to act in that body, he actually sees as the things are. Means, even though we are bodies, but we are supposed to be detached, and simultaneously we should live in our swarupa, that is the our original form, as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and always remain subservient. Then, even though he is in so-called material body, he sees the thing as they are. Otherwise, those who are living in the material body for the sake of material body only, or its expansion, then they are not seeing the things as they are. Samam pashyati. Samam means equal vision. Krishna tells in the previous verse that samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyati avinashyantam yah pashyati sapashyati. One who sees that Super Soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the Super Soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. Both soul and Super Soul are indestructible, even though the body is destructible. So one who sees about the relationship of the soul and Super Soul, and lives according to, through that material body, then he actually lives. Otherwise, others who are living for the sake of sense enjoyment, just for the bodily consumption, then actually they are not seeing as the things are. So in this verse, he says the super soul is situated everywhere, even within the living entity and without. Means in every atom, within the atom, without atom, everywhere. And this super soul is maintaining the status quo of material existence. You know, when super soul withdraws, then everything will collapse. When super soul decides to quit the body, he will quit the body. Then the soul will have to quit along with it. You know? Super soul is existing everywhere, but the body is not going to exist. So super soul is non-destructible. So the soul will be forced to get out, even though he does. So the soul must see with the eyes of equanimity in regard to the super soul. This is what it is. And when the soul is realizing this fact that he is dependent upon the super soul, you know, so how to realize the super soul within this lifetime is most important. By performance of devotional service, super soul can be realized. Mm. We are given chances, you know. Kapil Dev is telling to Devadatti about this particular fact in Srimad Bhagavatam that, my dear mother, if a pujari by worshipping the deity fails to see the super soul situated in the deity, you know, generally because he fails to see the super soul situated in the heart of all the congregation members and doesn't treat them nicely or mistreats them, then he fails. Therefore, a pujari's puja does not reach to the Supreme. If he fails to see the super soul situated equally, this is the parameter of development. But it says, my dear mother, for realizing super soul, and the deity worship is most efficient method. Also, to realize the super soul, the deity worship is the most efficient method. So therefore, one should not give up deity worship. You know? And when we saw Gornitai, happy dolls, they call it. The name of them, and then it's called happy doll. But it's under disguise to those who are not familiar. Actually, Srila Prabhupada told Dhananjaya to start deity making business in Vrindavan, but brass deity. And he said, we will sell to anybody and everybody. And we will tell them that whatever they have desires, just worship them and it will be fulfilled. Even go to the meat eaters and set up Gornitai deity, because they will take all the offenses. Gornitai. They are so kind, so merciful. If they can deliver Jagai and Madhai, everybody is Jagai and Madhai. Why not? So that was the whole plan. And there was a lot of correspondence in this regard. Some devotees started, but somehow it didn't work out. And devotees abandoned that. So, Gornitai deities must be, you know, set up everywhere and anywhere. I know it is difficult when the prices of metal has increased in India threefold. You know, I sent 16 sets to Fiji about 4 years back. 16 cents. The freight was almost the price of the deities. But each deity, set of deity, was only costing me 900 rupees. So it was about 14,400 rupees for the freight. And it went, and he immediately, within 6 months, installed all the deities. And he was asking more. I said, wait a minute. Hi, Bob. Hello, Sri Prabhupada. Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. How are you? Yeah, I'm giving a little class here. Half an hour? Good. Hi, Bob. So, now deity worship is a very important aspect in the life of a devotee. This is vigraha seva. Archana and other things are supposed to be accepted by the vigraha. So it should be performed both according to Agam Shastra and our Bhagavat Vidhi. So generally Murti Puja, that is what we are familiar, it is only done with Agam Shastra, Pancharatri Vidhi as Karmakand, but there is no Bhagavat Vidhi involved. But here we are given chance to serve the body, and it's called vigraha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, say Gaur Nithaya. So Prabhupada had an idea that we should spread this, because this will be bringing them to the point of even chanting Hare Krishna. Generally, most of the Indian who have the Hindu background have some kind of deity worship going on, and generally they prefer Laddu Gopal or so. But there is no Anga Seva, means Lord's limbs are never served. You have to put up a lot of feelings in serving the deity. In the same Ashtakaliya, means 8 different sections of the day. Every section is 1.5 hours. And in every episode, there are different moods cultivated. So the best of the mood and the parental affection is Yashoda Mata. So how she was serving the baby Krishna, that has to be applied. Instead, they simply want to, Lala, eat makhan misri, and that's about it. They wouldn't bathe him, they wouldn't take care of him. So, this is becoming Murti Puja. Where people are simply pouring out their mental sentiments rather than, they go by proper purification of their own, mind, words and activities, and then apply the body to serve the Supreme's body. So unless and until proper purification is there, how are they going to? So there are lots of rules and regulations demanded, and generally every puja, every offering is done with a proper bija mantra accompanying. And one must recite this, because it's through the sound vibration the form of the Lord is going to accept. If it is simply by mind, it doesn't go through. So the pujari in the temple, he should be very well versed about all these facts. And unless and until he learns, you know, how is it going to become a vigraha seva? Vigraha, the word vigraha in Ayurveda means one that can reciprocate the sentient feelings of a devotee. So that tells more about than simply murti, you know. Murti means dead element. Murta means mrityu, mitti. Mrita, mritika. That is the soil. So to tell murti is no good. But vigraha means that particular form of the body that can reciprocate our sentient feelings. You know, so then we have to purify the sentient feelings rather than becoming sentimental by mind, which is totally uncontrolled. You know, here it is said, "Atmana, atmaneva atmana." The mind should be controlled with the intelligence. If the soul is determined, then he will be utilizing his intelligence to control the mind. Then he will be able to see how super soul is acting. So soul is engaged by proper consciousness, in other words. And that is very related to understanding the Supreme, who is sitting as Paramatma. So, therefore it is said in this verse, that one who sees super soul equally present everywhere, in every living being, does not degrade himself. Otherwise, degradation means this is the actual position of soul in subservient mood, that is eternal subservient mood, you know. If it is lesser, then he is called degraded. This is Swarupa Siddhi. In Swarupa Siddhi, he must realize Paramatma, thus Swarupa Siddhi never comes. Everything is so much related, people cannot neglect. People want to simply jump on Raganuga Bhakti and pour out sentiments to Krishna as if they know. No, it is all abhas. It's all mixed hodgepodge. There is no clarity. But here, Bhagavad Gita guides us that necessity first is to purify ourselves so we can understand the super soul, how it is situated, how is it acting, how it is maintaining the status quo. So, one understands the nature, but who is the enjoyer and where consciousness is, you know, trying to repose its attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then material nature can become subsided, you know, subdued, and he will be able to realize. He will not be affected by the three modes of material nature, because he is directly approaching the Super Soul, who is transcendental in nature. The soul in this way is not degrading. Otherwise, soul that tends to fall down by influence of three modes of material nature called Maya, then a pujari is not, you know, safeguarding himself against this fall down. Then his puja will not become successful. It will not reach to Krishna. Therefore, by becoming a second initiate, one must develop this vision, that try to treat everybody equally, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated as Paramatma equally. Nothing is equal otherwise. An individual soul, even constitutionally, is the same, But because it is filled with so many desires, an individual desire differs to another individual's desire. So therefore, there is no equanimity. Even the tattva is the same, but no equanimity. But super soul is equal. He is situated in everyone's heart as upadrashta anumanta cha. He is the witness, upadrashta anumanta means sanctioner also. He allows the living entity certain freedom, just like a dog is on leash, certain freedom, not much, you know, like that. You know. So, this is an important lesson. You know, we develop the deity worship, so we can engage fully. Therefore, the size of the deity is also, you know, important. Then, whether we are able to perform anga seva, service to the limbs of the body of Lord, put on the outfits, decorate him, you know, massage him, make him sleep, you know, offer him something. This is everything comes under the anga seva. And pujari start in a very specific order, even where to start from lotus feet. You know, even if you know, put the outfit first put on the the cover, the lower part of the body, and then go up. Even we do like that, right? Even the ornaments start from the ankle bells first and go above. The vision is from bottom to the top, like that. So, it has been meticulously done. First offer even aarti to the lotus feet. Every item is to be offered at the lotus feet first. You know? So, Krishna is teaching how to see the world as it is, that why it is made in the first place, what are the reasons, what is the cause of everything is Krishna. So cause of all causes means the cause behind the cause is Krishna. And just to see him, he is teaching us how to see the manifested material world. If this photograph is upside down and you are told to see it upside down, photograph in a real way, and Yaha pashyati sa pashyati, Krishna says, how would you do it? If this photograph, then Yashoda, you know, is carrying Krishna, is other way around, upside down, the head is down, and she is sitting like that. But you are told, okay, see this photograph in a correct way. How would you do? Radharani, how would you do? That is a photograph. It's other way around. But then you are told to see it correctly.
You already seen.
How would you see?
You have to turn around to see it.
You have to go upside down.
Yeah, you have to. Without you becoming upside down, you can't see it. You can't reach it. So whole material world is like that, upside down. And unless and until by detachment and cultivating the knowledge of that, you know, you won't be able to see. Therefore we have to see, cultivate the knowledge and detachment. So, Krishna is teaching us, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra. and sarvatram mai pashyati. One who sees that I am pervaded as Paramatma everywhere, and sarvam mai pravartati, everyone is situated within me. If one knows these two things simultaneously, he knows correctly. Is it not inconceivable? It is inconceivable, right? Krishna says, I am pervaded everywhere and everything is in me, situated simultaneously. How it is possible? Radharani, can you understand this? No. Yeah, but how will you? Yo mam pashyati sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Right? Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and simultaneously sarvatram mai pashyati, whatever is everywhere is within me.
But if anyone can see Krishna everywhere, so he's seeing Krishna, and so Krishna is everywhere, so everything is in Krishna. Because that's everywhere is Krishna, so it's Krishna only.
Yeah, but then this is the absolute truth, and it has to be explained. How?
Just like Yashoda Mother, she opened her mouth.
That is one example. That's one example. Because she sees within the mouth, not only the entire universe, but within the universe, sees Krishna also. She is seeing Krishna within Krishna. And everything is also within Krishna. So Krishna is situated everywhere. And everything is situated within Krishna. So, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnada Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishyate. Krishna is perfect and complete. From whom everything has emanated is also perfect and complete. Even after producing so many complete and perfect units, he still remains perfect and complete. So, Purnam means the complete whole. Complete whole means there is nothing outside of the whole. If Krishna is complete whole, everything that is going to be produced is within him. And nothing outside of Krishna can be produced. But Krishna is expanding himself as Paramatma within, you know, those manifested within him. So therefore, nothing is outside and nothing is inside. Everything is within Krishna. There will be so many units, but they are all within Krishna. Because Krishna is complete whole. This big whole. There is nothing outside of him. And everything is produce is within him. So even though they are individual units, yet Krishna is expanding as Paramatma. Another example. This is the body. Right? I think as a body, but I am dwelling in the body. So I am dwelling within the body. But at the same time, everyone is also individually living inside my body. All the cells are individuals. 33 trillion cells are all individual living entities, and they compose my body. And I'm expressing, this is my body. But this is illusory. We have to quit this body. Krishna doesn't have to quit his wholeness. So therefore, degeneration is not possible in absolute. But in material nature, degeneration is possible. I'm degenerating myself, or disregarding, or I mean demeaning myself. I'm degrading myself. The word is hinastya. It means I'm degrading myself by mind. If my mind is not realizing this, then mind will be acting independently, and either we simply become crazy by mind, uncontrolled mind. Mind does not realize, but mind has to realize. Mind will degrade us. If we do not control the mind will degrade us. Atmanyevahi atmano bandhu bandhureva ripuratmanah. If one who has conquered five senses, mind will be controlled. So mind will act as the best of the friend, Radharani. Mind will act as the best of the friend. If one who has not controlled his mind, it will be the worst of his enemy. Ripu means the enemy. So it is very, very important. Otherwise, even the knowledge of the Absolute, the realization, does not come unless and until we have controlled the mind. Mind control is so much important. It will not come. But understanding Krishna's transcendent nature is through chanting. If you chant, you'll understand everything about Krishna. So we will save ourselves from degradation by our wicked mind. If mind is not controlled, then start beating up early in the morning as soon as you wake up with the shoes, and in the night with the broom, rather running. You better believe. We need a lot of mind control. Keep one shoe and one broom right in the bedroom. So, samam pasyan hi sarvatra samavastim ishvaram na hinasyat atmana atmanam tato yati param gade. Only he can go back, come back to Godhead. Param gatim yati. He can go to the supreme destination, Golok Vrindavan. Otherwise we have to see other Kali Yuga. Oh my God, so much grilling right now in our school, studies are so grilling. And say next 25 years after you finish, and somebody say, okay, do all over again. So would you be good? No. So what will happen if, say, we have to take another birth? Would you go to school? So better make it in such a way that you don't have to come back. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. It's easy to understand. But otherwise, if we don't care, okay, tomorrow we'll do, tomorrow.
So Maharaj, Can the only chanting and deity worship can do it?
Oh yeah. This is the fact that chanting is going to be continuous throughout your existence. So no problem. But in this lifetime, Brahmanical, in second initiation, where deity worship is given, it's very, very important. So it affords such a direct process by performing deity worship in a proper methodology, you know, we realize the Paramatma feature.
So can the deity worship be done at home, is
that? Of course.
So at home we have to do it with all the mantras?
Yeah, definitely, we have to do. But you can do with limited upcharas, but do with perfect process. And it should not take much time. Just like, say, for example, if you have morning program, but if it is too time, do evening program, either of the two. If you are cooking twice, okay, feed them twice. But morning program is worship, and other things will be necessary. You know? So, at least one full set of aarti should be done, but you grahastha life, there are some liberal situations out there, but the principle will remain the same, and the temple, it should be fully accordance to Krishna's, you know, setup. Mother Yashoda did. This setup has to be followed. Prabhupada said, to worship one Radha Krishna, you need 14 pujaris per day.
So Maharaj, when we say that in the temple, Krishna, we decorate him, like whoever does the puja and all that. I went to this, was another devotee, he taught, he was teaching how to do the deity worship. And then they use the blue tacks and pens to decorate Krishna. And if we have to think he is a person, I won't like blue tacks on me.
Naturally, that's a good thing. But you have to devise something also. How to stick. Many a times we can use the pin, but pin should not be big enough and it should not poke his body.
Leave a message.
You know, so even people put blobs of blue tack on the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, then it becomes jata, you know, because it will stick and stick. So you had to be careful.
And then there was another thing I couldn't understand, was he was saying that when we bathe the deities, it is said that always bathe his feet first, wash his feet first and then go up. And he said it's not really necessary. When you are taking shower, do you wash your feet first?
Shankh Prakshalan, you have to offer the water. And see, this is the system. When we invite them, give them asan first, then padyam means water and the lotus feet. Then dantakastam, then achmaniyam, then jivaulekhaniyam, achmaniyam, argyam and achmaniyam, and then natuparak and achmaniyam. This is the sequence. It starts with the lotus feet, you know. But if you bathe them, okay, just put a little, first wash the lotus feet and then pour on the head. That is much more methodical. People simply throw away everything, and that's all. This becomes industrial aspect. But deities are deities, they have to be care with, you know, so much, you know, But generally, pujari does half of the puja, then only abhishekam is to be done, then they will call. Everybody do not have to do that.
No, this is like if you're worshipping, say suppose I've got deities at home, if I'm worshipping him, that's how he was teaching that thing.
Yes, so Padyam is supposed to be coming first. That is the sequence. You know, it's part of the puja, and you start with the lotus feet.
Is situated in the deity worship manner?
You do not have to even give if you give him abhishekam or panchagavya. Means milk, ghee, yogurt, honey, you know, like that. And you don't have to offer them right at the feet. Of course, the water is already given. So that process has already begun. But you begin with the lotus feet.
So that means if, like, we haven't got deities at we can serve his limbs, so it's really nothing.
Yeah, not to worry right now. But this was the important thing that Srila Prabhupada commissioned. You know. And if somebody wants to, you know, make a preliminary approach with happy dolls, fine. But they will not be doing the full deity worship. But somehow or another they are coming. So, at least they are telling them to offer prasadam to them. That's about it. You don't need to bathe them. You do not need to dress them. They are already dressed. You know. But if you go to an Indian home, within a month you will see they will put a lot of kumkum on the head and will completely smash out his features. when they want to stick a big flower with the chandan, they will put it in blow and will cover the head even. So they don't treat them like deities. Deities are supposed to be treated. Huh? Now, South Indians have so many, the big, every photo will be there, every murti will be there, you know.
So Maharaj, what's the way of purifying us to do the deity worship?
Deity worship will eventually come when our devotional process is regularized, then, you know, it is given. It will be encouraging. Generally, we start with Gornita and Prabhupada. You know, then Radha Krishna will come later. One should not jump on Radha Krishna. It's very important that this will give us the vision of Paramatma and our practice of seeing Paramatma everywhere. We can't have anything, any grudge with anybody when we start seeing Paramatma.
So that means we can't kill a spider,
you
think?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. So that means we can't kill a spider inside Paramatma.
Yeah, there is no fight, nothing.
No, I can't kill a spider or anything. Also,
yeah, that's also. They are all living entities. Paramatma is there. Even why only living entity? Dead entity too. You know? Because Paramatma is situated in every atom. Within the atom and without atom also. And between two atoms. Otherwise, how they are being suspended and existing? Everything will be turned into dust, heap of atoms. No? But why are they combined? Why there is, atomic bondage is there? What is there? Shakti of binding atoms. Even a dead atom is highly active. Because it has electrons moving around it. What is that movement called? Is it energy Yes. Physics know only ground state energy and elevated energy, but they do not understand this particular thing. They are doing the big experiment and they have to abandon it. Right?
Yeah.
God particle. They were looking for God particle. You know. How many billions of dollars they must have spent it just to get a shame and nothing but shame.
So they'll be never be able to see God particle. How can they see it?
No, they found it, but in 1959, and that's how Prabhupada wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets, the very first article. They were given Nobel Prize for this antiparticle theory. There exists, because in 1959 they were splitting atom, and they were calculating the mass, weight, both of proton and neutron when they split with the electrons. They say something is missing, and it was a constant missing. So they postulated this missing cannot be escaped because everything is here. But what it missing means, there exists an entire particle which is behaving completely opposite than particles. And Prabhupada said, yes, we agree with you. There exists parastasmattu bhavo anya vyakta vyakta sanatana. There is another nature. That is spiritual. You know. It is differently existing from this manifested and unmanifested material nature. You know. Then they postulated another. Therefore, there must be an antiparticular world. And Prabhupada said, yes, we agree too. That is called Vaikuntha. It is three-fourth bigger than ours, particular world. The third proposition said, in given space and time, when these two, particular and antiparticular world, come and collide, there will be total devastation. And Prabhupada said, no, we disagree with this. Because antiparticular world is much more bigger and its nature is never to be annihilated. It's never to be annihilated. It will be ever there. Scientists do not know. They simply theorize. But their theories also, by fluke, come closer. But they can't trap him.
So when Maharaj, they were splitting the atom, something was missing. So this the
mass which is done by the proton and neutrons. This is the mass. So the weighing of the mass
was different.
Yeah, decreasing.
So that means that when you split the atom, the super soul goes out of it.
No, it is untrappable, you know. It's untrappable, but it is existing in the particle. Anda antarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam adivurusham tamam. This super soul is sitting in the core of under means universe, and paramanu means an atom. So an atom is also as good as universe. Andantara, he is situated in the whole of universe, at the same time he is also situated within an atom. That is called paramanu. Paramanu chaya antarastham govindam adipurusham. That is an expansion. It is so much. He can become bigger than the biggest and smaller than the smallest simultaneously. So, who can measure him? They can measure the loss of, but where is the loss? The loss is not transformed into energy. Everything is energy, but they can't capture. So this year, you know, and even in 74, 75, they abandoned a similar project in Texas, south of Dallas, about 50 miles. They made a 10-kilometer of radius of the super collider, and underground, a big tunnel, 10 miles, you know, circumference. But this time they made 25-kilometer tunnel, superconductor and supermagnet and super, and they started bombarding about a month back. And the helium started leaking, and they were afraid it might be a big bang. Come on, get out from here, you know. Big bang might have created life. This big bang can destroy the life rather than create the life. You know, life comes from life. Krishna is not a big bang. Is the person, supreme person, is the life giver. So, and see, they are simply trying to catch God particle. They really term this particular entire particle as God particle. You know, because they have some Indian connection. Out of 2,000 scientists who were engaged in this experiment internationally, previously only US was taking the glory because two of their scientists got Nobel Prize. So US abandoned, so international scientists got together and they wanted to conduct. Out of them about 240 scientists were from India. And therefore they say, Yeah, we know. Because in the Vedas we have theory of Paramanuvad by Kanad Rishi, who is a disciple of Vyasadeva himself. And he wrote a treatise on atomic theory. And he attributes this thing. So they understood that, well, there is some linkage. So term it God particle, because it is coming from Vedas. So the Indians gave terminology, the missing anti-particle or God particle. So they are trying to capture God.